from the valley-wide leader in sports, Riff Raff, entertainment, and music, semi-live from Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, guy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Heck yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, so far so good.
It's these first 10 hours, it is Wednesday. It feels like a Wednesday morning. First 10 hours have been fantastic for the new year. Just as good as the last one.
Last 10 years?
The last 10 hours? The last 10 hours were just as good as this one. It doesn't feel too dissimilar. It's a beautiful day outside. There's no traffic.
Well, everybody's sleeping.
It should be. Yeah. It's a good day to do nothing. Hopefully Friday is too. I hope everybody just does nothing all week. It's just a nice way to go. You want to do sport things?
There's some things that happen. There is.
Well, we're going to skip the obvious one and just not talk about it.
No, we
can talk about college football playoffs is interesting.
Yeah.
The other teams in the playoffs in the NFL is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about the Bucks. They won some games and lost some games. They are playing underwhelming basketball. And the Badgers didn't have a single thing. So I guess that means we're going to talk about the Vikings and the Packers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Let's get excited about the Vikings and the Packers. What happened? What happened that let your team beat my team?
We were better.
You think in every phase? Was it just that simple? You're telling me, point for point, your quarterback is better than our quarterback.
Yes.
Your running back is better than our running back.
I don't know about the running backs.
Your offensive line is better than our offensive line?
I think so.
Well, look at you. Riding the wave.
Nah.
I mean, they did win, so I guess there's that. They beat them twice, right?
Yeah.
So there is that.
I mean, honestly, the Vikings could have gone, 4-13.
Sure.
13, as long as they beat the Packers.
Okay.
Both times, that's great.
Well, I mean, that really, and because most of the time the Vikings aren't a really bad team, right? It's been a very long time they've been horrible.
Right.
So anytime you're able to beat your division opponent and your biggest rival twice in a season, is it a good year, but you're probably making the playoffs at that point because you're going to beat the Bears, obviously. Yeah. Everyone does.
Right. On a side note, you realize that Green Bay has only lost. They lost both times to the Detroit Lions.
Sure.
Both times to my Minnesota Vikings, and then they're... Fifth loss was two.
Oh.
I don't have to look it up.
I'm going to go all the way back and find it.
Somebody really good team.
Eagles. It was the Eagles opening week.
Oh, yeah,
They traveled down to Rio or somewhere in Brazil and lost by 5 to the Eagles. So they've only lost. To really good teams.
Sure.
Which is that double, it's that two sides of the coin then, right? Does that mean that they are bad? Because they just keep losing to good teams. Does that mean that our playoff, or does that mean they're seasoned and battle tested because it's hard to beat a team that many times? Like, they might see the Eagles again. They might see the Vikings again. They might see the Lions again. There's a good chance because all of those are playoff teams.
Sure.
It's hard to beat a team again. You know, like if you're the Lions, beating the Packers 3 times in a year,
right?
Hard to do. Vikings, real hard to do. And if you're the Eagles got lots of, that's a coin flip, it seems like every year, but. So it doesn't make you feel real optimistic. But
As
a Packer fan, no. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel as optimistic, honestly, as I have for the last 2 years.
Right.
It sort of felt like this, because you've seen the Lions building over the last, call it 5 years, as a football fan, as a watcher of the NFC North. I've watched the Lions go from, 0-16.
Right.
Trading their franchise quarterback. Getting a castaway in Jared Goff, high draft picks all the way across the board, but building it. Firing the wrong coach and hiring the right coach, which has made the biggest difference for that franchise as Barry Sanders has, really. It's been such a culture shift with Dan Campbell. So you've sort of seen it coming with the Lions. The Vikings are just always there.
They weren't expected to be what they are this year.
No. Except by you.
I did.
You were the only one.
Well, I wasn't.
You
the
and most
only
of the
one.
Minnesota announcers, mostly. I was catching.
Yeah. The biggest thing with Detroit, I mean, they're a great, great team. They have 21 players out on IR.
Sure.
And it's on defense for the most part, which does not help their cause. And if you watch their game on Monday night against San Francisco, you thought, they're going to lose.
Yeah, you saw maybe a San Francisco team that looks like a playoff team.
And Detroit had nothing to play for, really.
Correct.
Because not until their Minnesota-Detroit game this Sunday does it mean anything, because they could have lost and it wouldn't matter.
Correct.
So they play because they had a bad taste in their mouths from last year. So Detroit's a great team. Don't take me. They're creative offensively.
Yeah, I like watching.
They're fun.
Anytime I get to watch a tackle in motion, I watched that a couple times in that game, and that is so much fun. And I would imagine as a defensive player, on the snap, you look up, and there's a 6 foot three, 330-pound guy in full motion coming right at you. That's a fantastic play. I like watching Detroit's.
So offensively, they're creative, and they make it happen, you know. But Minnesota, I think. I mean, let's go back to your Green Bay guys.
Okay. All right. I
put them, they're good. They are.
Josh Jacobs is a fantastic running back.
Right.
I got real doubt about their wide receivers as a group. They're
missing now that go-to number one.
Correct. Romeo Dobbs? No, Christian Watson went out. Yeah. He's their deep threat. Romeo Dobbs gets a lot of targets. Jalen Reed is fun to watch when he gets the ball in his hands. He makes things happen. Dontarian Wicks is super big target. He's a 6'4".
Right.
Tucker Kraft might be their best offensive, as a tight end, might be their best offensive player outside of Josh Jacobs.
When it comes down to that last play of the game,
yeah,
and you got to throw it, who do you want catching it?
I mean, that's the problem. You want to hand it to Josh Jacobs, honestly, is what you want to do. Like, you just want to run it and know that that's the play. Because
it was held to 69 yards, by the way,
on yeah. Sunday. Yeah, it's Monday, kind of – there's a lot of reasons why I don't think Green Bay can win a playoff game, let alone two or three, to get to the Super Bowl. And it really – when you look at the other teams in the NFC, you start kind of listing them down as playoff teams, you see that each one of them on offense has something – that is just spectacular above all the other. Look at the Lions. Their scheme, their running back room. The Eagles have the best offensive player in Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
The Rams have a wide receiver group and a quarterback that is all pro.
Yeah.
Any of those guys. The Vikings have Justin Jefferson and that guy Sam Darnold playing at a really high level. The Packers have... And I saw a stat that showed, and the Commanders have Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels might be the rookie of the year this year. Doing incredible things in a playoff game. You'd be real nervous watching that guy come to Lambeau because, man, can he move. The Packers don't have that guy. Jordan Love has been playing. They showed over the last, whatever it was, five or six games. He had 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, which is better. But then when you watch it in-game, you start to see why a guy throws 62% of his completions. 12 of 20 does not cut it.
Right.
You cannot throw, or 11 of 20, you can't. You cannot miss balls. There was a couple of throws, and now he's not a young quarterback anymore. Jordan Love is not that developmental project. He's
rich,
not that.
Though.
He's your guy. He's exactly who you're going to have for the next very long time, and you watch him still consistently missing short, throwing on a rollout, hammering a ball into the ground, missing, throwing at least one or two balls a game that look like he's playing for the other team.
Yeah.
It looks like he's just hoping. It's like he's playing, it's like he's playing 50-50 with his friends out in the yard. I'm gonna just throw it up there. This playing 500 with his friends. This one's worth 300 points. And sometimes they catch it, but a lot of times, especially come playoffs where the coaching, you get a little bit tightened up. You're watching, you've got a lot of film. You're playing against the best on both sides that are real fired up. I got real doubts as far as, you list the 7 or 8 teams that have a chance for the playoffs in the NFC. For me, the Packers are the least viable option in there. So, I mean, Minnesota's not a ton better. They still got some holes, They do, and they don't have the holes that they're not as obvious.
The defense is as good as it is. They still have some. I mean, let's be real. Harrison Smith is not young.
Yes,
he's going to be a Hall of Fame.
Stephon Gilmore is not young.
Yeah.
Byron Murphy not incredibly fast. The other corner, their cornerbacks, their secondary is good, but not athletic.
Right. It's not. That has been always a concern.
Sure.
The last several years, but I mean. When you got other guys, studs like Van Ginkle and Cushman. And
correct. Yeah, their linebackers are fantastic.
Consider their cast-offs.
Every one of them. Yeah. Nearly every one of them besides, if you look at that team, they don't have a lot of first-round stud guys like Green Bay's defense has 11 first-round picks on that roster. Minnesota's got 1 or 2.
Well, we got Dallas Turner.
Right, and he's not really seeing the field much.
He has been lately.
Has he been?
Yep, okay. The last three games he's been picking up. He's actually got some stats now that are actually looking
like so he should have been drafted.
So he just for him, it just took him a little bit to get the speed of the game, to figure it out.
Because he was the pick at the beginning of the year that you thought, oh, that's the difference maker.
Right.
That's the guy. It wasn't J.J. McCarthy. It wasn't even Brian Flores.
Right.
It was you're getting Dallas Turner. You're getting a all American linebacker out of Alabama.
And he's starting to look like it. It's taken us a little longer than maybe it was because of the scheme or whatever is a little bit different and whatever. But he's come on. He's had a sack and an interception now.
Oh. And he's an athlete.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
So.
And he's coached up, man. That defense, they're not making a lot of mistakes.
No, they're
so
smart.
Whatever they're losing in maybe athletic ability, the ability to quickly get from A to B, they're intelligently getting from A to B better than just about anybody in football.
Yep.
Like I said, the Packers, on the other hand, is kind of the opposite. They've got this, like, literally their entire team is filled with SEC first-round picks that are in size and speed, trait-wise, the best, like all over the field. They've got them at every level of their defense, but they are giving up huge plays consistently everywhere on the field. It's in bad spots. It's their cornerbacks can't seem to cover when they really, really need to. Their defense can't quite get home on that sack. They can't. I mean, sack Sam Darnold, hit him. Get to the quarterback.
They touch him.
That's right. They did not. Their offensive line for the Vikings is much better than advertised, say.
Yeah.
And maybe the Packers' defense is a little overrated, but they really, I mean, giving up 27 points in an NFL game is not incredibly terrible. It's not like they're giving up, their defense has played a little better, but yeah, they're giving up 31 to the Lions, 27 to the Vikings. They're 24, they're not putting a full game together against their real talent. So this one against the Bears. The Packers got the Bears this weekend.
Yes.
To finish the season.
At home?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's at Green Bay. It's at noon. It's on Sunday. Packers are favored by 9 points.
Really?
That's a lot in an NFL game. But I was going to say, I bet even without looking at the spread, I would say the Packers win by two touchdowns. This is one of those taste out of your mouth. That is one of those get ready for the playoff games. That is one of those let's bury the Bears season. Let's put the game against the Vikings behind us. Yeah, I expect something like 34 to, 12 or something. Yeah. There's no way. If this Packer team is a team that's going to at 11-5, it'll be 12-5, win a playoff game. Your playoffs essentially started last week and you lost a game. This is your ability to start the season fresh, the pro season fresh. Yeah, I'm expecting just a stomp the yard with them.
What if they don't?
Then I wouldn't. Then I would not favor them in any playoff game, any matchup against any team,
because
at all.
Chicago has played Minnesota, Detroit, and Green Bay close.
Correct. Yep.
Every time they've met them this year.
Yep.
So, it's one of those things where you know your team, know the opposing team really well. You know, what if Chicago wins by like 1 point?
Well, and I don't know how much. I'm not staring at the play. I haven't kind of like looked at what the Packers can gain by winning or lose by losing. So it almost could be a spot where you're resting guys to keep to keep Jordan Love healthy, to keep, your wide receiver group from existing in the playoffs.
No matter what, at this point, I think they've clinched the number seven spot.
Yes, they're the third team in their division. Yeah. They are not going to move up to the Vikings.
Right.
They can't get knocked out of the playoffs.
Right.
There's nobody below them that's going to take their spot.
Right.
So, I mean, this is one of those spots where it depends on
I would not be surprised if they sit some people.
You either sit everybody or you play everybody, right?
Right.
Like you're either gearing up. You see some things on tape that you got to clean up and fix.
Yes. I suspect it's going to be a full starter.
Or at least for the first half, see where guys are at. Get that loss.
Right.
Because the week before that, the Packers beat the Saints 34 to nothing.
Yeah, it's the Saints.
They beat the Seahawks the week before that 30 to 13.
Right.
They're you've got to get back to that.
Yeah.
You cannot shamble into the playoffs with
he got out-coached.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell is very quickly moving himself up. If you were going to rank the coaches in the NFL, he was probably a top 15 coach.
Sure.
At the top half of the league. This year, he has really shown himself to be a top, easily top 10. You start listing other coaches.
He'll probably get coach of the year.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think so.
I could absolutely see that. He's got... There's no reason he wouldn't. You know,
right.
there's nobody finishing at 17-0. The Chiefs have been really good in the AFC, but they're always really good in the AFC.
Yes.
You know, Steelers with Mike Tomlin, they've looked worse in the last couple weeks. Dan Quinn down to the Commanders. I think it's just so much shock value for people, you know, because these awards are really narrative-based. You're really
right.
trying to tell the story of the season. And for the Vikings, we've been telling the story of the Vikings season going all the way to the offseason. Like, they've been a team of note since the end of last year.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins drafting a guy in the first round, you know, Brian Flores, this flip around. Yeah, he could be your coach of the year.
He will be.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly he outcoached Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur is also one of those.
At least in the first half.
Sure.
You know, the second half when they came back in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I got a little worried.
Sure.
But it came close.
But it wasn't the game. There was never a spot where the Packers were going to win. Like, I didn't expect them to win. Yeah, there was never a spot like, oh, there's their spot. They're going to, no, they just never had it. So like I said, this one against the Bears, I hope it's just a stomp the yard. I really do, because you've got a huge, huge game on your end. Vikings
yes.
and Lions might be, and not even might be, is the biggest game in the NFC North. I mean, coming back as far back as I want to go, as far as I can think, I can't think of a game.
No, there's never in history, I saw this.
You okay?
Where 2-14-2 teams are battling, and the one that loses becomes a wild card. That's never happened
right.
in a division.
Yeah.
You know, to be 14-2 or whatever that it ends up being and not win the division is just crazy.
Are you going to Detroit, or are they coming?
Yeah, they're going to Detroit.
Okay. All right. I mean, Detroit's a real good team at home.
Yeah.
I like what they do. They just keep... They keep playing well every phase of the game, it seems like.
Well, not every phase.
Yeah. I mean, they're not a perfect team, but they don't feel any... I feel more confident in the Lions, but, I mean, I've watched the Vikings just continue to get a little better every week.
As long as the Vikings... Here's all... The Vikings are going to win this.
Sure.
And the reason why is because they're not going to make any mistakes. Detroit can lose this game because Detroit loses the game.
Yeah.
You know?
I could see two interceptions by Jared Goff.
Or something to that effect. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to be... It's the turnover game. And
yeah.
that's when it's going to be, because it'll be probably like a 42 to
right. 40, shootout game.
And whoever has the ball at the end of the game
okay.
will win the game.
That's fair. I mean, you said that about the Packer Vikings game, and I'm fairly certain you were
yes.
right about that
no.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see the depth of the Lions because they've had so many injuries on defense. You're talking about third and fourth string guys that are starting for a 14-2 team.
Yeah.
You could see that in a shootout game making a difference, the blown coverage or the inability. You'll see it sometimes in a game where the cornerback is playing it just right. He's staring at that ball. It comes right to him, and he doesn't catch it.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the interception. He doesn't get the fumble
right.
recovery. That fumble gets kicked out of bounds or whatever. You got to win that game, too. You got to win the luck game in
yeah.
a game like this.
So the big stakes is not only the division, but this is for the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
You know,
when's the last time the Vikings were the number one seed in the NFL? Has it been all the way, way, way back? Were they a Super? Was that the year that was the year 98, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, how'd that turn out? Did that turn out okay for you? You guys almost made it to the Super Bowl that year. Like, you were really, really close. So hopefully this year kind of feels like that.
Today's
right?
show has been brought to you by
the letter F. That we're talking Gary Anderson, if anybody wasn't keeping track at home.
Say it out loud.
You know, it's what we do here.
So here's the thing. With the number one seed, if you get it, you get a bye week, which
right.
every team wants a day off, a week
you
off.
You need that. Yep.
You know.
18-week season, man. That extra little bit of length on that season, you need a week.
So as it stands right now, the number five seed who doesn't win would end up playing the Rams the way it looks right now.
Having to travel. That's it. 14-2.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be 14-3 on the road.
Right.
One of these two teams is going to have the second best record in the NFC
right.
and be traveling to Los Angeles for a game.
Yeah.
And
right now it stands. I mean,
okay.
Some things have to happen, but.
Sure. Most all the teams in the NFC are kind of locked into the play. Is there anybody who can can be knocked in or out of the NFC side. I mean, the AFC is different because I just don't pay that much attention. So, I didn't realize the Chargers were a playoff team all of a sudden.
Buccaneers and the Falcons.
Okay.
So it's going to be, it's kind of the Rams. So that's why I'm saying it could be.
So if the Rams lose, so one of those three teams.
Yeah, it's complicated. You need a lot of help.
One team in the NFC West.
Right.
Otherwise,
South.
Oh, the NFC South. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So it's a little complicated, but nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And right now, yeah.
Okay.
Seahawks. They play. Rams play the Seahawks this week. So if the Rams lose the Seahawks, I think is Seattle out? Oh, Seattle is a bit eliminated.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a, like I said, there's not as, a lot of times with coming down to week 17, week 18.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that can change. There's a lot of movement. In the NFC, there's a lot of teams with not much to play for except for getting ready for the playoffs, right. Which is, you know, that's one of those things as a team, if you're locked into the playoffs, how do you treat that game? I think you treat it like you got to win, right? Your playoffs essentially start in the NFC this week.
Right.
You don't want to be that team that kind of slides into the playoff on a loss. You know, if you're Green Bay especially, you don't want to go into the playoffs with a 2-game losing streak.
Yeah,
You can't. You can't against the Bears. Also, no one wants to hear the Bears talk about how this year was good because they beat Green Bay. That's always been a strange thing. Knowing some Bears fans, they get so excited about their 5-13 team, 5-12 team beating Green Bay on week 18. I don't want to hear any about that. Is there any? I was watching the Bills this man. I could watch. There's a couple teams. The AFC's got way more entertaining football. I got to tell you. I watch the Eagles. They're pretty fun to watch. Saquon Barkley is fantastic.
He has 2,000 yards too.
I know fantasy football. He won me some money this week, and I am very happy about that. But the top of the AFC, I could watch Baltimore. I could watch Buffalo, and I could watch Kansas City over every team in football. I really could. Like, eye test, watching Lamar Jackson just take control of an offensive game is just fantastic. Josh Allen, too, and the Chiefs just have that. I love Andy Reid. He's probably my favorite coach,
right.
In pro, that's still active in pro football at this point. Like, yep. He's a former Packer assistant. He looks like a former Packers assistant. Yeah, right. And I still think about that punt, pass, and kick contest from when he was a kid. Yeah, he's one of my favorite people in sports, Andy Reid. So I think all three of those teams at the top of the AFC are better than everybody in the NFC. I do. Just based on eye test. You know, I've been pretty lucky to be able to watch a lot of football this year.
Right.
And they've been on, granted, the Bills have been on TV, it seems like, every week. And the train behind.
But those are good. I mean,
Lamar Jackson is, you know, like, they keep beating the drum. You keep seeing the highlights of him. But those three teams I would favor over the Lions, the Eagles, the Vikings, whomever is in the NFC. Doesn't mean that those aren't good teams. Doesn't mean by the time your playoffs kick around that you can't.
I'm going to call it right now.
Sure.
Bills Vikings Super Bowl.
Somebody's got to win one.
Yes.
Oh man, I am rooting for that. Actually, if it can't be Packers Bills, I would love nothing more than to see two cursed franchises.
Yeah. One wins their first, one loses their fifth.
Oh man, that is a good narrative. I like that. You've got an MVP in Josh Allen trying to win a Super Bowl. You've got a redemption story on the Minnesota side.
By all rights, Sam Darnold, it could be MVP. He's got a lot of the same numbers other than rushing teams.
Dude, I got to tell you. The thought of the Vikings losing a Super Bowl
in New Orleans.
Would be something that I can't wait. I can't wait to come in February, first weekend in February. You and I can talk about that missed field goal for the Vikings in the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're evil.
It's the only way. I mean, it's either that or we're going to talk about the Bills missing a kick in the Super Bowl too. So I'm rooting for that. That's one of those. Let's keep rooting for that. I don't know how we can make that happen, but I'm in a positive energy.
Right. Any more football?
I mean, you've got the college playoffs.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, we don't have the NFL, it's the last week of the regular season. So you're either battling for playoff position or you're intentionally trying to lose to help your draft position. So if you're a fan of a team that's not in the playoffs, just don't watch football this weekend because your team is going to be playing third stringers, fourth stringers. You know, it's one of those things. Otherwise, we've got the college playoffs.
Right.
We've got it down from 12 down to, I believe we're in the quarterfinals, finally. January 1st.
Down to 8.
We had a game last night with Penn State and Boise State. Fantastic game.
Yeah, who won?
Penn State. Penn State's moving on to the semifinals. The running back from Boise State, Genty, looked fantastic. Boise State's a really put together, but third best, fourth best team in the Big Ten, won a game. So we've got Texas, Arizona State at noon. In the Rose Bowl, we got Ohio State and Oregon, which they've played already. Oregon is a fantastic team. It's almost not fair that they got added to the Big Ten because they are a different class of athlete than the Big Ten is used to. They are just plain old faster on every level, offense and defense, than everybody in the Big Ten. Even Ohio State, who they beat earlier in the year. Ohio State has as much NFL talent as some NFL teams. And, Oregon beat them. They have, they're playing at the Rose Bowl. So you actually get a traditional Rose Bowl game somehow or another. You get packed, old school Pac-10 versus new school Big Ten.
Okay.
Notre Dame and Georgia. Notre Dame and Georgia is going to be a fantastic game. I've seen Notre Dame a couple times this year because they are on NBC quite a bit. They're the late game. Georgia is the number two ranked team in the playoff there. So you're gonna get to next week. You're gonna have a semifinal game where it's like I think it's 10 days. It's the only thing I don't like about this college.
Georgia's quarterback is out too, isn't he?
Correct. Yep. So you've got that's kind of in college. The regular season in college ended 3 weeks ago.
Right.
You've got a transfer portal in there. You've got players coming and going from all of these teams. It's kind of not a fair representation of who the best is. It's this real war of attrition in college because you have a 90-man roster. But by this point in the season, who knows who you got? Right. There's guys coming and going in the transfer portal. So you got the semifinals. It's like 10 days from now, and then you've got the finals finally. And I'm fairly certain that's almost in – it's like the week before the Super Bowl.
January 20th.
Is the final game? Yeah, that's a long – that's a legitimate 5 weeks out of the regular season.
Getting them ready for the NFL.
I mean, it really does kind of lead them right to the NFL. Football has now become its year-round, whether it's college or the pros. This time of year, it blends together.
Yeah.
Because if you're a draft guy like I am, like you are, as soon as the regular season ends, you're going to start looking at, ooh, who's our first-round pick? Where are we going to improve? What do we need to – what's going to come up for this? So – yeah, we're at that college playoff stage of the season. We'll talk more about that next week.
You know what?
What?
The draft's in Green Bay this year.
That's going to be fun.
See if we can get some
receivers. Do you know a guy? Can we find out if anybody knows a guy who knows a guy, and we can just do it? Oh, man, Press Row? We just hang out on Press Row? Oh, we are daydreaming here, man. That would be – I would be
– who are you guys?
Beyond the – I would just be so happy. Even we'll just show up to the last round. I don't need to go to the first round. Let's just do it live from the – we'll talk to Mr. Irrelevant. You know, like that feels right.
Right.
That'd be so much fun. That'd be a party in Green Bay. Also, I'm sure all the hotels are booked up. There's like four hotels in Green Bay. Where are they all going to stay?
You're going to party in Green Bay, really, though.
I mean, have you ever gone to a party in a field before, bud? You ever gone to a barn party? Those whale.
Yeah. 30 seconds left.
Wow. We did great.
Yeah.
This has been really, really nice. We even though the season of giving is just about done, or
it's done.
It's done. Way to go, everybody. We gave. You did. I know you did.
Yeah.
I see your swag you got there.
Yeah.
I did too. Way to go, me.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for WDRT for, letting us do this, because this is a really, really fun way to start the weekend. Thank you for pushing buttons.
Hey.
And I think, give or take, we're about out of here, everybody. Have a great weekend. See ya.